home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on. Big O Tires.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop, and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Thank you for joining us for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. It is a Friday, and what better day to have guests on like the Wienermobile drivers and Blake Dollier from NDOT. Hey, Blake Dollier, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here. And I didn't realize you guys had the Oscar Mayer drivers on before me. I didn't know that I had that position.
Well, they were pretty fun, but they do have a job that just not everybody can get. So there's six Wienermobiles, two drivers. That means there's only 12 of them in the country. So that's pretty tough, you know?
Yeah, a little more competition for that job maybe than some jobs around the area.
That's for sure. How are you doing?
So far so good. This is, it's been nice weather out there for our crews out there on the roads. And, you know, it's been starting to wind down projects here very slowly but surely. We've kind of reached that turning point here in the season, but still lots to go on. Excited to share a few openings this month with you guys.
Okay. Well, give us the deets.
Yeah, so I won't leave you on too much of a cliffhanger here. Of course, we mentioned district-wide, we've got our lighting maintenance contract that's been taking place throughout the district with work expected to take place in the first or second weeks in each month, so you can expect that here in the next couple of weeks. And maybe some other times, of course, we do have some exceptions to that with some specialty work we do. But then in Clinton County, we've got a project that is now open that folks should be pretty excited about, 421 over Cripe Run, just south of Rossville. That opened on the 17th of this month, so this may be old news to you, but just want to remind folks, maybe if they haven't driven that way in a bit, that that is open. Of course, we will have those little touch-up items. We call those punch list items to finish on that project. But other than that, just some maybe minor lane closures, but it is now open to traffic.
Woohoo! That's always nice when we can get roads back open and they're nice and safe and done.
Yes, absolutely. So I wanted to start the show with some good news for everybody. And I'll double up here. We've got also I-65 from 28 to 38 in Clinton and Tippecanoe counties. That has been complete as of the 30th. So as of yesterday, that is all complete. So perfect timing for me to deliver that news to everybody. But I do still have some projects here that I'm going to let everybody know about that are incoming and that are still ongoing.
All right. We'll accept those as well, because we know some of them take longer than others. But it is nice to have some of these things done as folks start to go back to school. I know the kids probably aren't driving on 65, but the bridge repair, that's certainly a nice thing to have done before the kids go back to school. So let's talk about some of the things you're still working on in the Clinton County area.
So we will have the I-65 southbound ramp closure at 28 intermittently for the new signal there. At that intersection, signs are up. Work is expected on that signal soon. So just stay tuned for any possible ramp closures there or anything of that nature. And then our local project with some NDOT oversight is the County Road 750 over Cripe Run bridge reconstruction there, also in Clinton County. And then winding things down here for your area, 39/421, we've got a small structure replacement coming just south of Rossville. That's between County Road 800 and State Road 26. And that has been closed, but with future work coming due to the condition of that pavement. So we are expecting here by the end of the month, early August, for that to be bid out and then repairs to start here in the fall.
Okay, so it looks like then we will still have some road closures you're talking about still yet this year on that area?
Yes, we do. We do anticipate that here starting in the fall. Now we have some utility conflicts taking place that has unfortunately delayed that a little bit, but all in all, we do need to make sure that that pavement is restored to its, acceptable condition. So we've closed that just for the safety of the traveling public in that area, just to make sure that everybody's able to drive through that area safely, you know, for the foreseeable future once we get that repaired.
Well, that's a good reminder for folks that it's not just you that we are having to wait on. It's you guys sometimes having to wait on others to get some things done before you can come in and do your part.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's something that we try to make sure we maintain good, positive partnerships with those utility entities that are in our area. Of course, you know, we understand that they have a job to do as well. So, that's where our utility and railroad team comes into play. And they do a really good job of coordinating and making sure that everybody is, you know, on the same page and that we're able to move around one another as not only as efficiently as possible, but also as safely as possible.
Yeah, I bet that's a job, though, with so many people trying to get something done. I bet it's hard to coordinate all of that. So I'm sure whoever does that has quite the undertaking. Let's talk about Boone County a little bit. I'm looking at Boone County, and they have a lot going on.
Yeah, so, of course, Boone County has been very busy the last couple of years, and, you know, there's no exception to wind down the construction season, which is hard to believe to think it's already August and we're kind of on that downward slide, but here we are and still lots to take place here in Boone County this year.
All right, well, let's start with 32, the realignment there.
Yeah, so that's been ongoing for probably about a year now, if I were to, you know, dig into the memory bank a little bit, and we've reminded people of that slowed work zone speed limit in that area, 35 when crews are present, which they are present a lot, so just be careful of that. And then that permanent change from 55 down to 45. So Enterprise Boulevard can be expected to be open as part of that, and County Road 200 will be associated with that. So, again, Enterprise expected to open, but County Road 200 access onto 32 to close on or after August 11th. So That was originally the third. That got pushed back just a tad. So little change in the schedule here. I'm going to plan on probably sending an update out to folks on social media for that. But basically, what we want folks to know about that is 32 is not closed in any location. It is simply just the access to 32 from County Road 200. So 32 will remain open in both directions to traffic there. I know there has been a little bit of confusion, so wanted to let folks know that their commutes on 32 won't be disrupted. It'll just maybe be a little bit slower than usual. And then, of course, for that entire project, new alignment anticipated to be open mid-2027, with lane closures extending into the rest of the year. So that's going to continue there. And then from County Road 250 to County Road 500, the off-road work has been underway since May. You've probably seen that if you've traveled that area, from the excavators to the embankment construction and structure installation taking place out there. So where that takes us is County Road 400 being closed as well as a part of that. And then the 32 closure for the realignment expected to be in spring of 2027. So again, no closures on 32 at this time. That'll be later in the year next year.
Yeah, I mean, all of these projects take time, and I understand that. And I really want to talk about the next one as well, State Road 39 south of I-65, because with everything that's coming in Boone County, all of the work they're doing with the LEAP project, and, well, there's so many things going on over there right now, I assume there's a lot of road things happening as well.
Absolutely. So 39 is a permit project. It's widening for the Lebanon Sports Complex. And that expected completion right now is to be determined due to the utility conflicts that have been uncovered on the east phase of that project. We did get started, and we realized there were some conflicts there. So in order to complete the job as safely and efficiently as possible, similar to some of the other projects we've seen, you know, with utilities, occasionally those do end up in the way. So making sure that they're able to safely relocate for that. So as soon as we have more updates on that, we'll continue to let people know as far as that goes. And then, of course, I think the elephant in the room here, the I-65 interchange project with US 52. We do have all the lanes currently shifted toward the inside shoulder, both northbound and southbound. And we will have some nighttime lane closures, as we have over the next few months, for that overhead bridge work. I actually had the privilege of going out and seeing them pour that bridge deck and watch them smooth that out. It was one of the most neat projects I've ever seen. So that work is also complete there. That's between 32 and 47, 3 miles north of Lebanon. And the anticipated completion for the entire project there is 2028.
Yeah, I figured that would be ongoing for a while, because it's going to take them a while to get all the construction and all of the vehicles coming in and out and people moving. And there's a lot going on right there. So we just encourage folks to slow down in that area as they continue to work on these projects.
And, you know, we mentioned the impacts to 65, of course. We also have to mention, too, that US 52 is closed north of County Road 300 in that location, too. That's to help build the north connector to that new interchange, that diverging diamond interchange, as we call it. So that'll be until October, of course, weather permitting. And that detour utilizes 47 to I-65, or if folks do choose, they may also seek an alternate route there. So we anticipate a closure as well south of County Road 300 in the spring to complete that south tie-in to the new interchange. But again, you know, we've really made great progress with this, and it's been something that we've really been pleased with everyone's efforts in partnering for this project.
Yeah, we've actually, it's been so hot, though. I worry about folks working in the heat some days, but it's been very hot, and they keep working out there. So I feel like they're making quite a bit of progress. We haven't had too many rainy days, really, where they haven't been able to work.
We have been fortunate in the, you know, in the aspect of precipitation, but of course it has been hot, and whether that's construction, our contractors, or our maintenance teams, we do always make sure, too, that we've been taking extra steps this year. It's Mother Nature's thrown us some curveballs, of course, but I'll tell you, as many job sites as I've been to, I've never been to one that doesn't have a cooler stocked full of ice water and ready to make sure everybody's taken care of. And, you know, guys take, you know, a break every once in a while when needed in the truck just to cool off and make sure everybody's healthy and safe out there. It's, you know, it's hot this time of year. It's the middle of July. I guess they call it the dog days of summer. And so, you know, we do make sure as well that, you know, our crews are as safe as possible out there. And, you know, just from my observations out there, they've done a phenomenal job of that as well.
You know, you were talking about utilities, and you're getting ready, actually working with utilities again at 865 and I-65 because of fiber optics that are going in, and we're seeing more and more of that where fiber optic lines are going in along the interstates.
Yeah, so that'll be taking place here. That's continuing work there with possible nighttime lane closures and, of course, the shoulders closed in that location. And then that also brings us to, you know, some more projects. You know, we mentioned with 32 and then 865, I-65, kind of some of those hot-button areas there. We do have good news with 32 over Findlay Creek near County Road 1100 east of 421. That is now open. And then 32, Shenandoah to 250, lane closures to wrap up that punch list work. So some more good news there as you travel further down State Road 32 heading west. And so more to come, of course, but you know, really seeing the light at the end of the tunnel there. Then we've got some small structure replacements in Boone County on 47 west of 39 and then 267 north to Fayette, 421 south of 47 to US 421 north of 32. Some more punch list items on that. And then we mentioned, I think last time, our tree planting and partnering with our environmental team taking place here in the fall due to some types of trees that are required and the planting being moved there to the Brownsburg Park.
Mm, those are nice. Tree planting is always nice. I like that.
Yeah. It's a good little, you know, cherry on top, if you would, you know, as far as some of these projects go, is a good way to think about that. And then, of course, you know, we mentioned 52. I'm going to mention it again here, some scour protection work between 65 and County Road 300. That project is bundled to begun on July 1st, I should say, with US 52 work ongoing. So, you know, expect updates on that as we continue that project there. Scour protection is just actually a waterproofing to
I was going to ask.
Light.
Thank you.
Yeah, beat you to it. But, yeah, it's just waterproofing on those bridges. It helps, you know, prevent cracking or damage. So it's, you know, just kind of like you could think of changing the oil in your vehicle, something similar to that when it comes to bridge maintenance. And then we have our local projects with NDOT oversight, of course, Grant Street reconstruction that's been taking place between Indianapolis Avenue and Washington Street, County Road 500 over Bett Ditch, bridge reconstruction, that one also closed, and then intersection improvements with roundabouts at 400 and 100 southeast of Lebanon. And so that new roundabout construction work is underway. We have that detour in place, and so we're just encouraging folks to seek an alternate route. Of course, those are local projects, so those aren't directly tied to NDOT, but due to the funding, NDOT does have oversight.
Roundabouts still very popular in that area, aren't they?
They're very popular, and they're becoming more popular. Of course, you know, we've had studies that show just, you know, how drastically they reduce those fatal crashes. A lot of people say that, you know, nowadays when it comes to roundabouts, those crashes that once may have been very severe or fatal in nature, you know, we've had those above average numbers of those, but now we are seeing, you know, more property damage crashes if there is even something that happens at all. So they're just significantly safer. Of course, you don't have to wait at a signal, and so it's just really, really important that, you know, we let people know just the benefits of those roundabouts and, you know, just how much safer they've made the areas here locally.
Yeah, I remember the first time I went through a roundabout in the Carmel area, and I was like, what is this thing? I didn't get it. It wasn't. But once you've gone through a couple, you totally get it, and then it's like, you're right, it's easier. I do feel like it kind of keeps traffic moving, too. People aren't stopping where you have the other people maybe rushing up and coming up from behind. So it kind of keeps traffic flowing.
And there's also a financial benefit as well. You don't have to continue to keep that signal maintained and running throughout the course of the year. So that's another benefit, really. It's, you know, kind of a win-win-win when it comes to roundabouts. And so with that in mind, too, you know, we've got those roundabouts being installed, work underway. But also throughout the district and specifically Boone County, we are placing fresh pavement markers throughout the district with that work taking place. We just want to encourage everybody as well to, if you see that paint truck, be very careful. And you know, we encourage you to stay behind the follow truck there, because if you pass it, you could end up with paint on your vehicle. And it only takes about 60 seconds for that paint to dry and not track all over the roadway, but it's just something to keep in mind as you travel, and you may see those throughout your county or your local or city streets or, you know, even with NDOT on the state-maintained routes. So that will be continuing as well.
It all comes back to patience as a virtue. And everybody needs
we're not
to
a very
have
patient society.
Yeah,
are we?
Unfortunately, we're not. But a lot of people, you just need to have some patience, leave a little earlier, and take time.
Blake Dollier with NDOT is our guest on Party Line today, and it's that time of the year. I see the two words in front of me, chip seal.
That is right. It is chip seal season. So, something that, of course, we've had a variety of feedback from the public. And, my goal here is ultimately to hopefully ease maybe some of those nerves around chip seal, because we do realize that it does give people some heartburn, and it is a little bit of an inconvenience from time to time. So the good news is for Clinton and Boone County areas this year is that there is a lot less chip seal than last year. Last year we were heavier on the chip seal. This year, not so much. And this year we're doing State Road 28 from 25 to 52 in our Frankfort subdistrict, which actually includes parts of Tippecanoe County, too, if you travel that way. So that's going to start around August 24th. That could even be before then, just because with chip seal, it usually goes pretty quickly due to some supply chain shortages. It may also be a little bit later in the year. And then once that chip seal's done, we will put the fog seal and the seal coating, that black substance, over that to make sure that that's touched up, and then we'll repaint all those pavement markings in that area as well. So with this project in particular, it should only take a few days, theoretically, and so we hope to get that flushed out as soon as humanly possible. But again, those little touch-up items like the pavement markings and such could even stretch into September, weather permitting.
Talking about the chip seal doing this area this year and did more last year, how often do you have to chip seal a road? I mean, is it like every 2 years, every 3 years? What's the norm?
So ideally, a chip seal will extend the surface life of the roadway for 7 to 10 years. But of course, if it does need re-chipped, we will, our technical services team will collaborate with our maintenance team and just discuss the condition that each roadway is in and then make that determination from there. But again, we expect to extend the life of the roadway up to 7 to 10 years, which in turn would also save $6 to $15 in taxpayer expenditures for every dollar that's invested. And so with that in mind, we can usually chip seal a road 2 or 3 times. I do believe that our maintenance crews did say that there's one road in our district, which I'd have to check which one it is, but has actually been able to be chipped for a 4th time and really just saves a lot of money. And ultimately, when these projects are done and those, we're able to sweep those rocks off the road, things look really, really good. So it's just, a tool that we're able to use in our tool belt to be more efficient with our spending, but also, create a better surface to the roadway once things are all said and done.
I was really bummed to find out that the gravel or the rocks that are used for that crushed stone that's used for chip and seal, you cannot buy that. That is made specifically for NDOT.
It is, and that's really interesting, to think about, because, when you look at it, it looks like maybe something that you would use for some home improvement projects or something like that, but it is made for us, and, we appreciate, our partners and the manufacturers that produce that for us and, help us make our roadways better. And so, what we encourage everybody to is we understand, there may be some concerns with that chip seal. We encourage everybody, whether the road is closed or not, to please seek an alternate route for those couple days until that road is able to be swept off. We will also try to, reduce any types of damage to vehicles. We'll place message boards on each side of the project so that folks are aware that they can seek an alternate route there. And then while we are in the project, if we don't close the roadway, because we will see probably some closures on the east side of this project, but while that is open on the west side, we do encourage everybody to follow that posted speed limit. I believe it's 55 through most areas on that stretch, but it will be reduced to probably about 40 miles an hour.
Well, maybe some good news is that we had meteorologist Chad Evans on the other day, and he says that we're going to have comparatively a mild winter.
I saw that actually on, on your website, and it sparked my attention because I know this winter has been really, really crazy. I know our drivers were out quite a bit, and we couldn't be more thankful for them, but, I think they definitely deserve a well-earned break here this winter.
They do. Well, are you doing any hiring right now?
We are. So we are going to eventually, and I'll have more information maybe next month on the show for you all about our winter hiring event, because believe it or not, that is coming. So I'll leave a little cliffhanger there. you know, as far as that goes, because we always have to be ready for whenever winter does come up. But we are hiring right now in Frankfort and Romney, highway technicians. So that's our job, you know, basically where folks will go out, they'll work on the roadways, they're maintenance tech, and they'll be out there to take care of our roadways and keep those under the great care that, you know, our team's been able to do here for many, many years. So Frankfort and Romney, highway technicians, you can go to workforindiana.gov to take a look at that. And then also we are hiring a facilities technician in Crawfordsville for our main district complex. So if anybody is interested in any of those positions, we encourage you to reach out to our team and then, of course, you know, go to workforindiana.gov and apply for that.
You do a wonderful job, Blake. I just want to tell you that. Blake Dollier with NDOT is our guest on Party Line today. Tell folks how they can find out more information. You always do a good job. Mel and I both got apps, and so talk about all of that for folks as well.
Yeah, so if you're wondering when things are going to take place in your area, construction, or you know, just want an update on, hey, when's this road going to be open, right? We have all that information available at your fingertips with the TrafficWise app. Or if you prefer to be on your computer, you can visit 511in.org. And so, you know, that's always available for folks to check out. If you have a customer service concern, maybe a question, or just want to get in touch with NDOT for any matters that you may have on your mind, NDOT and the number 4 and the letter U, so that's ndot4u.com. And, of course, you know, you can get project updates through them as well. So, you know, contact us if you have any questions, concerns. We'd be happy to hear from everybody. And then also, of course, our social media accounts. I've got the NDOT West Central Facebook page and Twitter accounts at NDOT underscore W Central that's available for folks to check out at any time, follow along, and see some pictures as these projects start to open up and that sort of thing. So, you know, we do have that available as well. And then, of course, you can sign up for emails and text alerts at alerts.ndot.in.gov. And we encourage everybody, of course, to do that as well. The best way to you know, make sure your commute is safe and efficient and smooth. It's just to be aware of what's going on. And, you know, our teams always try to communicate with me so I can put those updates out. And, you know, I really appreciate their efforts, too, because they want to make sure that, you know, they drive these roads just the same as everybody else does. And so we want to make sure that people are aware of those things that come up.
Awesome. Blake, have you been doing anything fun this summer? Have you made it to any fairs? Are you doing any officiating right now?
You know, a little bit of officiating training, of course, and, you know, I have yet to make it to the fair, but the Indiana State Fair is coming up, so, and you may see a thing or two posted on our page about that and just ways to plan your route to the state fair, so I might go log on to TrafficWise here myself here so I can plan on how I'm going to get there.
That sounds good. Go out and get some pork burgers and maybe some caramel corn or whatever. What do you get?
Fried pickles.
Taffy. Yeah, there's taffy.
I get fried pickles.
What are some of the... I haven't seen a lot of the things that they have coming to the... You know, they always
the
bring
weird
unique...
Food?
Yeah, the weird
foods.
I don't know.
I don't pay any attention to that, man. I hit the pork tent because we know it's Shoops. And then there's one vendor there that has fried pickles that are to die for, and it's always in front of the old Coliseum.
Oh, but the Dairy Barn.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Lots of good stuff out there. Blake, hopefully we'll see you at the State Fair.
Yes, we'll see everybody there.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all you do to keep us safe and keep our roads worthy. So thank you so much.
You got to go on the 15th or 16th, though, so you can get your weenie whistle.
Oh, boy. you'll find me there.
All right. Thanks, Blake. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Blake Dollier with NDOT, our guest on Party Line today. One other programming note, we want to let folks know that there has been a change to our downtown appliance store. Avery Home Store has changed their name to Bethel Appliance and Furniture. Same location, same product selection, same great service. And you can get certificates, by the way. Discount certificates are offered on welovebigdeals.com. So if you would like to check them out, please do. But they do have a name change. So you, if it's not up on the sign yet, you will see it coming. But if you've followed them on Facebook, it's now Bethel instead of Avery. So just a little note there. I can't talk now that we are towards the end of the show. So anything else we need to remind folks of?
Just keep in mind, you might want to throw, if you're going to be traveling this weekend, going to all the festivals and everything, throw an umbrella in just in case. Not saying you're going to have it, but throw it in. Travel with it. That way you've got it in case you need it, because there are some chances of some showers and possible thunderstorms throughout the weekend. whether we like it or not, we're on the roller coaster again. It's like every so many days we're going to see those little pop-ups come up. So keep that in mind. We got a date for the tractor driving. Our Clinton County and Carroll kids are going to be going to State Fair on August 13th to compete. So if you want to go down there on the 13th and see the fair, and also they get to compete in the Coliseum.
All right, and to end the show, let's give away a four-pack of tickets to the Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites. This is valid for general admission for four visitors at any Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites location. These are good through December 31st. You can plan your visit at indianamuseum.org. We've got a four-pack of tickets to give away right now. Just be the first caller, 765-659-3338. That wraps it up for us. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody.